Have you ever struggled to express a complex idea, only to watch your audience's eyes glaze over in confusion? You're not alone. In our information-saturated world, the ability to communicate clearly isn't just a nice skill, it's essential for success in every domain of life. Leonard Peikoff's Objective Communication offers a revolutionary approach based on Ayn Rand's objectivist philosophy, showing how clear thinking leads to clear expression. While many communication guides focus on superficial techniques, Peikoff digs deeper, revealing how the structure of human cognition itself determines what makes communication effective. His insights have quietly shaped the strategies of countless executives, educators, and thought leaders who understand that in a world of noise, clarity is the ultimate competitive advantage. To communicate complex ideas effectively, Peikoff outlines four essential principles that respect how the human mind works. First, motivate your audience. People think primarily for their own sake, so show listeners how your message benefits them personally. A brilliant professor once lost half his audience by delaying the explanation of why his topic mattered. Second, delimit your subject. Extract only the essential elements based on logical necessities, your audience's knowledge level, and available time. Even a simple concept like honesty would require numerous explanations if covered exhaustively. Third, organize logically. Each point should build upon the preceding one and prepare for what follows. You need defensible reasons for your sequence, whether presenting cause then effect, I love you, let's get married, or effect then cause, let's get married, I love you. What fails is arbitrary juxtaposition. Turnips taste good, let's get married. Finally, balance abstractions with concretes. Abstractions must be anchored in reality through examples. When Peikoff learned about causality from Ayn Rand, she sent him walking through New York to find examples. He returned astonished that causality is all over the place. Peikoff advocates keeping material self-contained, including only what you can adequately explain within your time constraints and audience knowledge. His rule? Don't include issues, statements, or examples that raise legitimate questions you cannot address. This doesn't mean avoiding all connected topics, but being selective about what you directly introduce. Some commonly accepted ideas require no explanation to general audiences, like the world doesn't owe you a living when speaking to Americans. Ayn Rand's article on the military draft exemplifies this principle. She argues at the political level about individual rights without delving into their philosophical foundations, relying on Americans' familiarity with rights concepts rather than beginning with abstract principles requiring extensive explanation. When material isn't self-contained, conversations spiral as you address one objection after another. By carefully delimiting what you introduce, you maintain control and keep your audience focused on your central message. One of Peikoff's most valuable insights is keeping material self-contained, including only what you can adequately explain given your constraints and audience knowledge. The rule, do not include statements or examples that raise legitimate questions you cannot address. This prevents conversations from spiraling out of control with endless objections. Ayn Rand demonstrated this skill when arguing against the military draft by focusing on individual rights without delving into deeper philosophical foundations that would distract from the main topic. The most harmful error in modern thinking is rationalism, deduction without reference to reality. This approach ignores observational evidence, starting with plausible-sounding premises and deducing consequences without grounding in facts. Rationalists treat concepts as disconnected from reality, creating a self-contained world of ideas rather than using concepts as shorthand for concretes. This rationalist trap leads people to believe logic alone can persuade without grounding in reality. Ayn Rand illustrated this with a hypothetical rationalist arguing, "Man has only two eyes, therefore he should see only two things." To avoid this trap, connect your arguments to observable reality through examples, analogies, and evidence your audience can verify through their own experience. Logic is essential, but it must be logic applied to reality, not floating in a conceptual vacuum. Objectivity in communication means presenting material with such adherence to facts that your message stands independent of you. Its meaning and validity are clear without explanation. A well-written scientific paper communicates clearly regardless of the author's presence, while subjective presentation requires continual clarification, like a poorly written instruction manual. To achieve objectivity, view your writing as an outsider would. After writing, set aside everything in your mind that isn't on paper and read critically, asking what misinterpretations might arise. Consider, would someone without my background understand this? And have I included all necessary context? This ability to switch between writing thoughts and examining what you've actually written takes time to develop. The gap between intended and actual communication appears in many forms. Technical documents only comprehensible to their authors, academic papers hiding simple ideas behind complex language, or business communications assuming too much shared context. When you read something you wrote months ago and think, "That's not what I meant," that's the gap objectivity closes through attention to facts, context, and clear presentation. Philosophical communication resembles any skill. Initially overwhelming, but manageable when approached incrementally. Pykoff suggests separating performance from evaluation. Communicate confidently first, then assess against standards afterward. The aim is to make communication an enjoyable self-assertion rather than anxious rule-following. Like driving, where conscious movements become automatic, communication principles should become second nature. Ayn Rand's West Point speech, Philosophy, Who Needs It, demonstrates these principles perfectly. She engages her skeptical military audience by addressing their unspoken question in her title and begins with an astronaut story, connecting philosophy to hard-headed military interests. She anticipates objections, addresses listeners directly using you instead of abstractions, and maintains motivation by connecting philosophical questions to practical outcomes. The extent of your self-confidence and of your success will be different. Mastery isn't about perfection, but continuous improvement. Each application of these principles strengthens your ability to think and express yourself clearly, deepening your understanding of your ideas and their relationship to reality. Mastery isn't about perfection, but continuous improvement. Each application of these principles strengthens your ability to think and express yourself clearly, deepening your understanding of your ideas and their relationship to reality. In a world where reason faces relentless attack, clear communication becomes a moral imperative. When reason is abandoned, only feelings remain as guides, leading to the notion that each person inhabits a private, incommunicable world. The educational consequences are severe. Institutionalized illiteracy, students unable to spell or define basic words, and the substitution of objective methods with subjective feelings. By mastering objective communication, you not only enhance your effectiveness, but help preserve rational discourse in society. In an environment dominated by soundbites and emotional appeals, the ability to communicate objectively serves as a powerful counterforce to extend reason in human affairs. Clarity isn't achieved by simplifying complex ideas, but by presenting them in ways that honor both their complexity and your audience's cognitive needs. The goal is to illuminate your message, making the complex comprehensible without sacrificing its essence. Clear, objective communication serves as a beacon of reason, demonstrating the mind's power to understand reality and share that understanding with others.